To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey, news listeners, welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 4th of October, 2022. Got the best technology news that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and we're going to get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, you're bored of your music service saying, ain't got enough songs. Well, Apple's now got 100 million of them. Hopefully that's enough for you. Chances are we won't live long enough to listen to every one. It's a long way away from where Apple Music actually started. When it launched in 2015, there was 30 million to start with. And according to Apple now, they're adding about 20,000 new tracks every day. The 100 million mark, yep, also gives them a little advantage over the competitors right now. We all know Spotify's claiming over 80 million tracks, while hi-fi services like Tidal and Qobuz, they're around the 45 million mark. The bigger question, however, is 100 million tracks versus, say, 80 million tracks enough for you to switch? Hey, I'm about to say something I haven't said on the podcast in a long time. Yahoo Mail. Yeah, when's the last time we mentioned Yahoo? It's been a while. Well, believe it or not, Yahoo has launched its latest mail app. And there's a whole bunch of updates if you've actually been using it thinking, all right, it's about time. This one's actually helping users track receipts now, shipments, gift cards, even those free trial subscriptions. It's all part of their new design inbox, which they're calling Top of Inbox, making navigating your email a whole lot easier. So, say, for instance, you signed up for a whole bunch of those free trial streaming services thinking, yeah, I only need it for a week anyways. That's where the free trial tracker comes in. It actually reminds you in your inbox at the top when your trial is about to end. Another one is those receipts. You know, those drunken purchases at 2 o'clock in the morning at Amazon saying, why did I order that? Well, all of those bad decisions now will be at the top of your inbox if you like. Now, granted, Yahoo Mail, not at the top of the game. Gmail, of course, is there. But Yahoo Mail still actually has 225 million users, though they're don't say active ones, and that's as of 2020. Yahoo, of course, is hoping this update, with all these nifty little features, will either get people to try it out or simply come back. And finally, you love your 4K content from YouTube? Well, pay up now. Well, not right now, but it's looking that way. Soon, you might need YouTube Premium to watch anything that's higher than 1080p. This is actually spotted over at Mac Rumors, plus a few posts we've seen on Reddit and Twitter, too, that users are noticing that YouTube is asking some viewers to upgrade to Premium if they want to watch videos in 4K resolution. Now, right now, we don't know if it's specific to certain countries. We don't even know if this is just a beta test to see what happens. We know how Google is with beta, don't we? Yeah, let's sprinkle it out there and see how it works. And then we'll throw it on everybody. Now, granted, this move would actually be a good one from a financial standpoint for YouTube, though most people out there are still not willing to pay up for premium YouTube when it's been free for years. But if quality is your thing, not to mention if you're completely sick of all those ads, they're actually hoping you'll be part of the 50 million that have actually already subscribed. Yeah, you heard that number correctly. 50 million premium and music subscribers currently. At least that's what YouTube is saying. And if you say, wow, really? That many? Well, that's not really as much as, say, Spotify. They have 188 million users. And Netflix, which has been failing lately, 220 million. So yeah, YouTube premium got a ways to go. And it looks like YouTube's either ready to torture you or force you there. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. We also need your support here at the news show. Those of you unaware, we can only operate this show until October 19th. Unfortunately, that is the operating funds for this month. I know we've said it time and time again on here, but it is really your contributions that can keep this show going. So we are asking for your help. If you love the new show, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Also, don't forget to check out the official British Tech Network website while you're over there, too, and check out all the other BTN content, including the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show as well. Follow us, of course, on Twitter at British Tech or on Facebook at British Tech Network, but definitely join the community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Thursday installment. We will get you caught up with the best technology news that will go on over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a great Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.